Upon entering the gallery, we find ourselves traveling back in time, with every painting bearing testament to the intertwined legacies of the two artists, both born in 1923. Each canvas, each brushstroke, and each hue together spin a tale of a bygone era. Helen Kahl, born in the United States to a Lebanese-American family, started her artistic journey at the age of 21, back when she was confined to her bed due to an illness. However, it was her return to Beirut that marked the beginning of a vibrant art scene with the inauguration of the city's first art gallery, Gallery 1. After her artistic education at both the Lebanese Academy of Fine Arts, ALBA, and the Art Students League in New York, she continued to contribute to the art scene, as she took part in numerous solo and group exhibitions both in Lebanon and globally. As a painter and an art critic, her presence in Beirut's artistic community was indelible. Kahl's oeuvre is characterized by an intriguing dialogue between the figurative and abstract, her technique evolving into abstract expressionism following her divorce and a painful period of separation from her children. For his part, Jean Khalife, also born in 1923, hails from northern Lebanon. He shared his academic journey with Helen at ALBA, where he was mentored by Cesar Jamil and encountered Yvette Ochkar, Shafiq Aboud, Farid Awad, Michelle Baspas, and Kahl herself. Further refining his artistic skills at the Paris School of Fine Arts and the Académie de la Grande Chaumière, he extensively showcased his work in Lebanon and across the globe, thus gracing numerous cultural events with his works. Mr. Joseph Falugi, an artist and collector, has brought these paintings that hold immense emotional and artistic value. He was pivotal in arranging contact with other collectors, who have agreed to lend precious artworks from their private collections for the purpose of this exhibition. Jim Khalife, Jean's son, also played a significant role in the event, sharing pieces from his private collection and entertaining attendees at the opening ceremony with heartfelt stories from his father's life. He recalled the public's divided response to Jean's early abstract paintings in the 1960s, a testament to Jean's avant-garde approach as he transitioned from figurative to abstract art. Jean eloquently explained to critics that his shift to abstract art was not arbitrary, but a conscious evolution necessitated by mastering realistic charcoal drawing techniques and portraiture. The exhibition features Jean's inaugural self-portrait, a testament to his mastery of shadow and light. Visitors will also have the pleasure of viewing Jean's portrait of the artist Shafiq Aboud, all the while marveling at his nuanced abstractions and balanced compositions. On the opposite wall, one is greeted by Kahl's vibrant paintings. Drawing inspiration from Mark Rothko, Kahl expertly fuses tonalities. An array of orange-yellow hues represents a sunset, while varying shades of blue seamlessly merge to depict a summer sky. Of note, Kahl's figurative work is also on display, featuring an unblemished nude figure resting on a canvas, and a cubist-inspired bouquet of flowers, evoking the scent of a warm spring day. Running through May 20th, the exhibition represents a groundbreaking moment in the cultural calendar that is not to be missed. This sentiment is echoed by the attendance of esteemed art collectors, renowned artists, and prominent gallery owners who graced the opening ceremony with their presence. This exhibition is more than a mere celebration, as it embodies a jubilant reflection of a golden era in the Lebanese art history. Moreover, it is an enriching cultural event that provides students from the Lebanese American University with a tangible context for their academic research and studies. It is a vibrant nexus of the past and the present, a living testament to the enduring legacy of these two remarkable artists.